Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Rocky Mountain K9 Books 7 and 8, featuring Explosive Revenge by Maggie K. Black, performed by Kelly Taker, and Rescue Mission by Lynette Eason, performed by Carol Jacobanis. Explosive Revenge. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. With endless thanks to the fellow authors in this series and all those who've helped us through the year. 1. Sergeant Tyson Wilkes stared at the rows of bright red X's he'd marked on his office wall calendar, as if they were a detonation timer counting down the days until the Rocky Mountain K-9 unit faced its demolition. For almost a year, the former Army Ranger commander had poured every ounce of energy, heart, and dedication he had into building a new unit of law enforcement officers who, along with their fearless four-legged partners, had solved crimes, saved lives, and rescued the vulnerable from danger. Now, in just 4 days' time, his fledgling K-9 family might have everything they worked for snatched away. And if they did, Tyson knew it would be all his fault. Today was Monday. On Friday at noon, FBI Special Agent in Charge, Michael Bridges, who worked out at the FBI's Denver office, would meet with Tyson to give his assessment of whether the RMKU's year-long trial had been a success, or if it would be disbanded due to the relentless stream of sabotage which had put some of their best dogs' lives in danger for the past 6 months. The sun was setting in a wash of pink and gold outside his office windows. Most of his colleagues had gone home for the night, and his Dutch Shepherd partner, Echo, dozed in his crate with a wheezy snore. Echo's head rested peacefully on his paws just outside the crate's open door. His brown and black brindle stripes reminded Tyson of a tiger. It was time to go home and feed Echo. Had to make sure at least one of them got a solid meal and a good night's sleep before getting up tomorrow to start the day over again. As for Tyson, his stomach gnawed, but it was like he'd lost his appetite, and he'd had so many sleepless nights. That morning, he'd spotted his first bit of gray sneaking into his jet-black hair. Tyson closed his eyes and pressed his fingers into his temples, where a dull ache built, which ran down his neck and into his back, as if he'd been physically carrying the entire unit and their dogs on his shoulders. How can I go home when it feels like everything we've built here is in jeopardy? Dear God, please help me right this sinking ship. If he shuts us down, it'll be all my fault. A polite but no-nonsense knock sounded on his office door. Echo's head rose. Come in, Tyson called. The door opened, and Officer Skylar Morgan popped her head in. Skylar was still in her crisp black Denver PD uniform, with her long auburn hair swept back in a tight bun. Yeah, he remembered what it was like to wear that uniform. He'd been a Denver PD K-9 officer himself before he'd been handpicked to head the RMKU. Skylar was their main go-between with the local police department. For the past several months, she'd been working with them on the case of Kate Montgomery, who, for a while, had been in a coma following a terrifying car arson, where the baby Kate had been taking care of had been kidnapped. Skylar brought an impressive combination of toughness and compassion to the work. Immediately, he stood and scanned his ominous calendar for a meeting he might have forgotten. Skylar, hi. I hope you're here to tell me that Kate has had a breakthrough about the car fire and who might have abducted baby Chloe. I could use some good news. Kate Montgomery had been found unconscious near her car, which someone had caused to catch fire. An empty infant car seat and baby blanket had been found close to the vehicle, but no baby. The child's mother,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?